This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Owen, congratulations. I am sure over the last few months you have probably thought about this moment a few times. How did the actual moment live up to those expectations and I guess those thoughts that you had leading up to it?
I think it was pretty special. Just being able to have a bunch of my family behind me and kind of celebrate with me, I think was pretty special, and even better than the way I thought it was going to turn out.
Oh, and I read this morning that you used to take trips up to Buffalo to watch the Leafs, and you know, you've been to the city several times. And I guess, what are those memories like, and what do you remember about coming to Buffalo for any hockey related things over your life?
I always remember my mom and my aunts loved going down for the shopping, and we'd always go see games. So the family always looked forward to those trips and had a lot of fun down there.
Owen, two questions for you. First of all, did you have any indication, you know, was there any word from Buffalo ahead of tonight that you were going to be their pick? And second of all, what are your impressions of the organization you're joining, just based on the players that you expect to be around? Dahlin, Cousins, just to name a few.
I didn't know until they called my name, so I was kind of hoping. But for the team, I think they got a lot of young prospects, and I think a promising future. So I'm excited for what's to come.
Owen, can you kind of tell us about the scene at your home? I assume that's your home. Just how many people are there, and just what you experienced in that moment, and what it was like sharing it with everyone?
So it's actually at one of my aunt's house. Well, there's about 60 people here, mostly family, some friends, and then some old coaches. So I think it was awesome just being able to experience with them. Unfortunately, the whole family, not all my cousins can make it. So obviously it would have been nice to have all of them, but I think it turned out great.
And you're in Mississauga right now?
Actually Burlington, which is like 20 minutes away.
Owen, John Worrell with the Associated Press. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I've got two questions for you. And the first one is just the whole Michigan feel to this whole draft. And what was it like to see you get chosen, and right after you get picked, you know, your teammates go 2-4 and Luke gets and 2-5 and Luke gets picked fourth?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty special. I know all those guys real well, so just seeing all them go right after, I think was really, really cool to see, and I'm super excited for those guys.
And Maddie was talking about how you guys kind of joked about this maybe on some kind of a chat today about how special this would be. Could you have envisioned it being this special for the three of you guys who played together?
I think all of us kind of hoped that it turned out something like this. So just for it to actually turn out like this is, I think, pretty special. I don't think we really talked much about it until really today. Where we set up a little group chat and kind of started talking about it. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, and last time we spoke, you had not talked to Kevin Adams or the Buffalo Sabres. After that meeting, what were your impressions of Kevin and the organization and just the meeting you had with them?
I thought I had a really good meeting. I thought the meeting went really well. So I thought I felt real comfortable with them and like where they're heading.
Hi, Adam Bonini, WGRZ-TV, Buffalo. Owen, congratulations. I got a couple of questions for you. First is, you've talked about, you know, considering or maybe leaning toward going back to Michigan. Where do you stand on that and right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably same, but it's I haven't talked to anyone from the Buffalo organization about it right yet. So I think that's something we'll have to worry about later. But I think for tonight, I'm just trying to enjoy it with my family and friends and kind of not worry about it.
All right. Tell me just a little bit. I guess I'll follow up then by asking, how ready do you feel to play at the NHL level?
Yeah, I mean, I think I could step in and play. So I don't think the decision will be whether or not I'm ready to play. I think it's whether or not what's better for my development at the end of the day. So I don't think there's really a bad option. And like I said, I think that's something we got to figure out later.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
Hi, Owen. John Vogel with The Athletic. Congratulations. You mentioned some of the young players that Buffalo has. The most prominent is Rasmus Dahlin. I know it's not going to happen tomorrow, but can you envision what kind of 1-2 punch the two of you can have here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a really talented player, and he's still young, so he's got so much room to grow still. So I think he's going to be a pretty special player. He already is a special player, and I think he's just going to keep getting better.
Hi, Owen. Andy Young here with Spectrum News One. How do you describe to Sabres fans the type of player that they're going to see over the next several years?
Yeah, I think I'm just a two-way defenseman. I could play in every situation. I could play the power play, penalty kill, last minute of the game, no matter what the score is, if we're winning or losing. So just someone who could play in all situations and log a lot of minutes.
What are some of the areas you're looking to improve as you decide to whether go to the NHL or play at Michigan again?
Yeah, I think a big thing for me is always just continuing to improve my skating and my footwork. So that's a big thing. And then I think with that comes a lot of things. I think I'll become better offensively and better defensively. So I think basing skating, then there's some little things being harder to play against and my scoring ability. So that's just some of the many things.
Oh, and congratulations. It's Kevin here from the Toronto Star. Going first overall is always real special, but I wonder if you can speak a little bit about your decision to go the U.S. college route. As a Canadian, typically players will go to the major junior route, but what is it about your decision and how you might guide other young teenagers to go that route?
Yeah, I think first off, my parents are really big in each one of their kids going to school, so I think that played a role. And then just, I think on the hockey side, you see if things don't work out, I think you got a little bit more time to develop in college. And if things do work, I think you go play college and you're playing against men. You got some pretty old guys you're going up against. So I just think for myself, it was a better route.
And a follow-up, how was your Team Canada experience in terms of your development there in Latvia?
Yeah, I mean, it was an unreal experience for me. I think it was a great learning experience just being there. And then obviously winning the gold medal was really special.
Thank you.
When you were growing up, watching hockey, falling in love with the game, obviously, who are some of the players that you watched a lot and, you know, kind of caused you to become so in love with it and make it your life?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I was really young, I always loved Crosby, but as I started to get older and kind of watch more to develop my game, I think I started looking at a lot of the top D in the NHL, especially I think Victor Hedman's probably my favorite guy to watch. So I think he's the best defenseman in the NHL right now, and so I think he's the best for me to watch.
Owen, as you know, your goaltender, Eric Portillo, is a draft choice of the Buffalo Sabres. What can you tell us about Portillo, what kind of goalie he is, what kind of person is he?
Yeah, I actually live with him this year at school, so I got to know him pretty well. I think a really good guy. He's pretty funny. And then just for goaltending-wise, I think he's an unbelievable goalie. He's real big and moves really well, and I think he reads the plays incredibly. So I think he's a pretty special player.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.